Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience. Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man. You got a question for RLM? Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Welcome, everybody. Let me just make sure I have all the volume up. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to Reality Spirituality with your host, Global Happiness Specialist. That's right, I'm claiming it. Global Happiness Specialist, Inner Peace Practitioner, Oracle, there is no spoon, teacher, but more importantly, a student, ongoing student, always learning, always growing, always looking in the mirror for answers. Ah, oh my goodness, I cannot wait to share what happened to me 2 days ago. Wow. But before I do, let me just say thank you for being here. The show is growing organically. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for the listeners, new listeners, emails, comments. I know everybody doesn't agree. And let me just start off right off the bat. I am not pretending. I am not saying that I have all of the answers. I'm not saying that. But what I am telling you is that let me just start from the beginning. When I was younger, you remember blowing out your candles on your birthday cake and making a wish. I always wished for the same two things. I was in my teens, in my 20s, in my 30s. I wished for the same two things. I wanted to live to my potential, and I had no idea what that looked like, no idea what that would be. I just said, I want to live to my potential. And the second thing I always wished for is I wanted to be happy. And you know just like I know that what you ask for, when you ask, you get an answer. When you ask, you receive. And this journey, this thing about happiness, oh my goodness, has taken me, the truth about happiness, not this thing, the truth about happiness has taken me all over with emotions, with feelings, with circumstances, with life, all over. But I'm here to tell you that that what I share, the practice, works. It works. And before I get just a brief introduction, I have a lot of people that just find me for the first time. Welcome to my world. Welcome to my world. So let me give you my definition of happiness. The definition is the ability to vibrate an energy of peace regardless of what happens. That happiness word, boy, do I get a lot of pushback from it. It's just a word. What I'm focusing on is what is your personal vibration? What are you vibrating? What is your energy at any time throughout the day? And I choose, or I prefer, to be rooted in this energy. I'm going to call, everybody gets this word, contentment. The vibration, the energy of being, feeling content with myself and with life. And the world, with myself and the world, feeling, being content, just like I was when I was born, until the ego started forming at about 7 or 8 months, and then the programming started. You know, the book that I'm writing now, I'm actually writing two books at the same time. The one that I'm writing now is Program for Unhappiness, and the second one, oh, I have a question. Oh, that's not... I'll have to answer that later. And the second book is called Questions. Answers to Questions That Aren't Asked. Anyway, I digress. Let me get back to a brief introduction. this vibration of contentment is possible 24/7 with practice. Happiness, like any other skill, from being an architect, a chef, an athlete, is a practiced skill. And all I'm here to do is share what I practice. That's it. I'm here to share what I practice. And what I like to ask the audience, and people on Wisdom, you can always ask to join. Just ask to join. And if you want to call in and speak with me live, the number to call in is area code 646-564-9619, and press the number 1 if you want to speak with me live. Again, area code 646-564-9619, and press the number 1. I teach classes. I've been teaching these classes. I taught them in California, in Oregon, and now in Nevada. It's called The Truth About Happiness. The Truth About Happiness. And then I just start off with how important is happiness. And again, I already explained that it is a vibration of contentment. That's my definition, the ability to vibrate contentment regardless of what happens. Is it possible? Yes, with a lot of practice and with commitment and prioritizing this vibration of contentment. But what I'm finding is a lot of people, it's just not a priority. And before, let me tell you, before my growth, before a couple of years ago, I thought, yeah, that should be number one. I said should. That's number one. That's a word that I don't use. I don't use the word should, and I don't use the word mistake. I digress. Back to this thing, the truth about happiness. And it's an individual, and I'm discovering that it is an individual practice. And practice is the key. If you want to improve your flexibility, you've got to stretch. If you want to get stronger, you've got to lift weights. All it is the same thing with this happiness. It's the same thing with being in or wanting to or desiring to vibrate with an energy of peace. Let me get to another brief introductions. One of the things that I say, and forgive me to the people that have listened to me for a long time, but Google the 5 most common regrets of the dying. Google the 5 most common regrets of the dying. Not one regret. I wish I would have made more money. I wish I'd been successful. Not one regret. Oh, let me read them to you. Since I'm so nice, let's see. The first most common regret of the dying, and this is one that I suffered from. I wish I pursued my dreams and aspirations and not the life others expected of me. Yeah, I can claim that one. I wish I would have pursued my dreams and aspirations and not the life others expected of me. Others expected of me. Now, that was back in the day. Oh, that's off now. I'm on it now. I'm on it now. The second one is, I wish I didn't work so hard. I was never one of those workaholics, so that really didn't. The third one is, I wish I had the courage to express my feelings and speak my mind. I wish I had the courage to express my feelings and speak my mind. Don't have that problem, do I? I wish I had stayed in touch with my friends. Again, sometimes we outgrow people. Nothing wrong with them. Nothing wrong with you. Growth just happens. And then the last one is, I wish I would have been happier. I wish I would have let myself be happier. And that's all I'm doing. I'm putting the happiness thing first. And then everything is second. The peace, the contentment, that vibration, that feeling that, yes, in the present moment, all is well, all is in order. That's number one. Everything else in my life is number two, And that's just how I've been living it. Oh, boy, should I say it? Oh, I said shoot again. Say it 45 years of this practice, at least 45 years, and counting, and continuing. Because what happened to me this week, ooh-wee, what happened to me is just proof that the practice works. Let me share the story. I'm not stupid. I hear about scams and online scams, and if you've listened to me, you know that in 2018, I found out that after my mother died, I found out that the house, the family house that was supposed to go to me, I got an amendment to the trust. The house was supposed to go to me. No. Well, my mother, in her lacking mental capacity, and I'm not joking about that. She was diagnosed with early dementia in 2006. But in 2016, an attorney, actually, let me just back up a little bit. In 2008, my father died. And my father was my mother's world. Before he died, he was probably three, four years with dementia, to the point where he had to go to adult daycare center, and, you know, he was dying at one time. He was down to 114 pounds. We put him in hospice. My mother had him at home and discovered that, I told her, I said, Mom, Dad is social. He's a social man. He needs to have people around him, not at home by himself with you. Nothing wrong with her, but, you know, social, being social with certain people, it really does something to their spirit. So my father was put in hospice, and he was kicked out of hospice. He was down to 114 pounds, and he was kicked out of hospice because he refused to die. He lived another year and a half, and I'm giving you a little background just because there's a lot of people that may not know this one or know this backstory. So he lived another year and a half, but with all of that, my mother was in a lot of denial that he was mentally not capable. Even to the end, she wanted him to be the man he used to be before his dementia. Actually, he was diagnosed with called hydrocephalus. It's water on the brain, and with dementia. You know, I used to say that so many times, and now I forgot. I got to go back to that. But I digress. With early dementia, my mother started making a very bad decision. Anyway, let me just get to the point. Let me fast forward. 2018, after she dies, I find out that her handyman, was gifted the family house. Now, it has been, what, 18, 5 years, 5 years back and forth with this attorney. His name is Sean Tanko. I'm putting it out there. All of this is true. Could be looked up in courts. Sean Tanko, what he did was, the attorney who was here, he removed me as successor trustee and appointed himself successor trustee. Facts, that's what happened. And so I've been back and forth with this same attorney for 5 years. Finally, I was actually listening to a woman on Wisdom, and her show was talking about the judicial practices and the judicial in Las Vegas. And so I'm asking her. So anyway, I contacted her directly, and I'm thinking, because I have been trying to find an attorney here that can assist me with going after this attorney civilly for legal malpractice. I've got three reams of exhibits. you know, I actually retired from working at the Attorney General's office as a legal secretary. So I have three reams of exhibits. I just want this story told. I want the world to know. I want the nation to know the practices of this one attorney here in Las Vegas. And I've been trying, but there's conflicts of interest. But the truth is, the universe has everything in order, and all I'm doing is following my inspiration. So this woman that I contacted, she says, "Oh, don't you know about attorney? His name is Benjamin Crump. I've never heard of him. He is a black civil rights attorney. You can Google him. He's, you know, cases all over the nation. I've never heard of him. One of the things, I don't listen to news or anything, but I'd never heard of him." And she said, "Contact attorney Benjamin Crump, and he'll be able to help you." Because I briefly explained it. Yeah, you know, I've got reams of evidence against this attorney that had my father signing documents when he was in a mental institution. I mean, I've got, hands down, evidence. All I want is exposure. That's it. But the truth is, what I want and what I desire, if it isn't aligned with the universe, if it isn't aligned with the universe's plan, guess what happens, my dear audience? If it's not aligned, if the universe doesn't sign off on it, guess what? It doesn't happen. So my practice is just to surrender in all the moments, universe, whatever you're throwing at me, whatever you give me, I'm surrendering to everything without resistance. And with the practice of trusting that, knowing that whatever is happening, including a scam, is there for my benefit, is there to serve me. What? Being scammed? Here we go. So with all of that background, I just sets the stage for how, I'm not going to use the word desperate that I've been to find somebody to help me with this, to expose this, because there's a lot of attorneys here. I've contacted a lot. No, they all know this person, and they don't want any involvement, okay? So here I find this guy, attorney Benjamin Crump. And the woman on with him, she says, "Oh, yeah, he's on Facebook." So I go on Facebook. What was this? This was Thursday, or today's Sunday. It was either Thursday or Friday. It was a couple of days ago. I go on Facebook, and sure enough, I see the attorney. He's never heard of him before. I'm looking at it, and I click on his Facebook page. Well, I didn't know, I didn't pay attention that he had more than one Facebook page. And I did not pay attention to the fact that how many followers on each one of these Facebook pages that he has. In other words, one page for attorney Benjamin Crump has maybe a few hundred people following. One has 1,000 following. And then there was one that I believe is tied into his actual office, his office. But for whatever, scratch the whatever reason, the universe wanted me to experience this. So I was excited. I said, "Really, somebody that's, you know, fight civil rights? Let's go! I need a killer. I need somebody to go after this guy legally." And I message him on Facebook. Here we go. You can actually look on Facebook. There were three different Facebook pages, but I'm going to have to say that I didn't pay attention. I just looked at the first one and said, "Oh, there he is." Bam, messaged. And guess what? This prominent, nationally known attorney did after I messaged him. And when I say nationally known, he's been on the all over handling cases that the world knows about. I was so caught up into this attorney is responding to me through a message? Yes, I'm there. I'm there. And see, that's another one of my, I'm just going to say it, I am trusting. I am gullible. I am open. I am all of those things, all of it. And I'm not fearful. I just don't, I don't move like that. Oh, and he responded back. Now, here I am, national attorney Benjamin Crump responding to me. Yes, Rebecca, tell me something. Tell me a little bit about this case. And I said, you know, because I do have some legal background, working in 20 years at the Department of Justice as a legal secretary, I said, I've got every, there's nothing you need to do. I've got all the evidence. I've actually filed court documents pro per. That means filed documents in court without an attorney. So I filed my own documents, and I mean briefs, responses, answers that include a lot of evidence, a lot of exhibits. I mean, I've already filed myself at least, I would probably say, four documents. And ultimately in July, last year, 2022, all of my motions, all of my requests were denied. The motion to reconsider was denied. All of my requests were denied. So now I'm back to square one. That was July of last year, 2022. I'm getting a little excited, though. I'm getting excited. Benjamin Crump, national attorney. Oh, what? He's responding to me. And I take photographs of my exhibits. I take photographs of a document that I filed in court, and I send it to him. And he responds back, oh, this is very good. I won't have to do a lot of work. This is excellent. Do you know, he responds back, messenger on Facebook. He said, do you know how much it costs to to hire an attorney, to retain an attorney? And I said, yes, I have knowledge of that. I've retained a couple of attorneys in my day. I've worked for attorneys. I know, what, $400, $300 an hour? Yeah. And for a retainer, thousands of dollars, correct? Yes, I know all of that. But the universe wanted me to experience what was next. And before I go further with this, I would like you, my dear audience, to pay attention to your responses or your reactions to this story. If you're triggered or whatever the program is, I really want you to pay attention to how you're responding. Is your response a program response? Oh, my God, that's horrible. If you feel inspired to, that's not a demand, but if you feel inspired to pay attention to any program that might pop up in your head while you're listening to this, if you're still listening. Again, if you want to speak with me live, you can call area code 646-564-9619. Again, area code 646-564-9619. And or if you're on Wisdom, you can ask to join to make a comment or question. Where was I? Okay, here we go. Response. So the imposter, now that I know, the imposter text messaged me back, do you know how much attorneys cost? And I said, yeah, I know. Then, oh my goodness, I was going to say it pains me, but it doesn't even pain me. This is just what I had to experience to share this story. Here we go. So then he asked me, listen to this. Oh my goodness. What's your address? I'm going to have to send some documents to you. And before I work on anything, before I start working on your case, you're going to have to send me some money. Now, I know that attorneys ask for retainers, and I'm thinking this is Benjamin Crump. Yeah, okay, fine. God. Okay, no problem. Thank God, he asked for, listen to this one, $500. Now, I have never, ever worked with an attorney or hired an attorney that asked for $500. But I thought I hit the lottery because of the story. My mother dies, and she gifts her family house to her handyman. I mean, that's a story. And then what happened? I'm still buying in that this is Benjamin Crump. I send him a photograph of evidence, of exhibits. I send him my address. And then when he said $500, I said, wow, this is a piece of cake. I even Googled him, and I looked at his background. This guy travels the country working on cases, civil rights cases, injustices. Yeah, that's me. Yay! Yes! Did I say that I'm not stupid? I'm not. But I was all caught up. That's a story, but the truth is, it was a necessary experience. Let me keep on with the story. So now I'm thinking, okay, well, I'm just gonna let you in on everything, all of the behind the scenes, all of behind the curtain. My ego, I said, wow, finally, justice for the Sean Tanko. And I was calculating $1 million for every benefit. There's only four beneficiaries. I'm going to ask for $1 million for each beneficiary because Sean Tanko still has our inheritance that he hasn't distributed. He's got a real problem with me. I wonder why. I've been fighting with this guy for 5 years, ever since he's been. Anyway, when I say fighting, I'm talking about legally. Anyway, I digress again. I'm saying, I'm calculating. Wow. The family is finally going to get justice. Thank you, Benjamin Crump. Thank you, Attorney Benjamin Crump. Yes. Civil rights attorney, yes. $500. I said, okay. Do you have a PayPal or Zelle account? Because I Googled him. I Googled his background. He's the real deal. And guess what? He's talking to me over Messenger. Me! It's funny looking back. But, oh, boy, it was all real during it. And, you know, yeah. And he said, do you know how much it costs? And he said, it's expensive. I said, yes, I know. I'm willing. $500. So then I asked him, I said, well, how would you like me to send you the money? PayPal, Zelle, Venmo. And then he said, I've been having problems. Well, when I say said, he's messaging. So we're going back and forth messaging at each other. Messaging. That's it. Messaging each other. And he says, you know, I've been having problems with my PayPal account. Are you close to any stores? Now, mind you, when I looked him up online and I saw all of the states that he practices in, one of them, well, not the state, but he practices in, he's got an office in Las Vegas, Nevada. I'm living in Las Vegas, Nevada right now. That's where the universe put me, placed me. And I said, okay. Well, yeah, I've got stores around me. What? He says, have you ever heard of the vanilla Visa gift card? No. He asked me to purchase a vanilla Visa gift card. I'd never even heard of a vanilla Visa gift card. And now I'm thinking, well, because I am 67, you know, I'm just out of step with all of these young, you know, I'm barely hanging on to the technology, barely hanging on by my fingernails. Vanilla Visa gift card. He says, I said, never heard of it. He says, do you have a Walgreens close? Yes, a Walgreens right around the corner. He even messaged me and said, how long will it take you to get to the Walgreens? Now listen, this might have been a red flag for anybody else, but I'm up here, you know, I can justify it. Well, scratch that. My ego can justify all of it. And I'm riding the ride. Yeah, let's go. Okay, $500, that's easy. I can do that. Go to Walgreens. And I didn't even know where it was. The manager of the store told me, it's a gift card where you can put $200 to $500 on the gift card, up to $500. No problem. $500, even as a senior citizen on a fixed budget, I can do that. Did I say that out loud? Anywho, I take my Visa card out, my credit card out, and charge. Let me see. At least what? Oh. Thank you. 30 red flags. Well, listen. That's so funny. Thank you. Oh, I learned something yet 2 days ago. Here we go. I take my credit card out because I don't have $500 that I carry with me. Take my credit card out and first. Of course, the credit card, there was a little problem, you know, put it in, insert it again, put it in again. Because the first time the credit card was denied, so I swiped it again. Sure enough, $500, woo, on this gift card. No problem. I messaged the imposter back. I said, I had the gift card. I didn't even take it out of the package. He said, send me a picture. Oh, my goodness. He said, send me a picture of the front and the back. And I'm sending him a picture. I don't take the card out. That's how backwards I am. I don't know he needs a picture of the card. I just thought he wanted a picture of the package. And then, yes, I bought it. Oh, he says, no. He messages me back. Take it out of the package. Take a picture of the front of the card. Take a picture of the back of the card. Okay, I could do that. Oh, it was so easy. Whee! Now, in the middle of that, I did. I took a picture of the front. I took a picture of that and sent it. Well. My Chase Visa card, I have to say, these Chase people, sometimes, are pretty good. I get a lot of alerts. Was this you? Was this you, Rebecca? Did you charge $500? Was that you? So I get one of those alerts on my phone. I say, no, it was me. Yeah, it was me. But initially, the $500 did not load on that gift card because Mr. Imposter Benjamin Crump messaged me back and he said that the money is, he can't pull the money out. In fact, he sent me a picture of, I guess he loaded or was accessing the numbers and the PIN and all that, and it came back error. There's no money. There was an error. There was a lock on the card. A lock on the card. And so, listen, I'm up here. I got Benjamin Crump. I got to give him $500. Oh, this is another one. Here we go. This is another red flag. 30 red flags. How about a million? I'll take a million red flags. I'm not going to fall for that again. Oh, who knows? No, I'm not. So this is the other thing that really got me all into it and excited. In one of his messages, he said, oh, you do not have to worry. You will be able to collect whatever you ask for. I'm that good. Or he didn't say I'm that good, but he said, whatever you want to ask for, I will be able to collect it. I will win your case. That's what he said. I will win your case. Now, let me tell you something. If I really would have thought about it, he wasn't talking like an attorney. I'm going to win your case 100%. No attorney says that. They don't talk like that unless they're ambulance chasers. But I'm all into it. Yeah, he's going to win my case. Finally, justice. Justice for the Norrington family and its beneficiaries. Lord have mercy. So he messages me back and says, no, your card, it was locked, there was error, I can't access the money. So now he said, I said, well, credit card, I get it. I even responded to the Chase alert and said, no, this is a good charge. Then I had the bright idea. Listen to how genius I am. I said, well, I don't want to have any more problems with my credit card. God, I can't believe I'm telling everybody. That's okay. It doesn't matter. I can't believe, no, it doesn't matter. You know, that's the thing. We are more alike than we are different. The sharing what's behind the scenes, I love behind the scenes. Anyway, I said, why am I using a credit card? I'm going to go to the bank and just take out $500. Stop rolling your eyes out there, my dear audience. Stop rolling your eyes. Take out $500 cash. Then there won't be any problems loading the cash on the card and giving them to the Mr. Imposter Attorney Benjamin Crump. No problem. I'm going to make it easier for them for him to scam me. Whee! Lord. Go to the bank. $500. And listen to this. I felt like one of those rappers. I had my $500, I spread it apart, and I took a picture of it, and I sent it to him. I said, I'm just going to use cash this time. Okay, Mr. Imposter, Attorney Crump, hello? Oh, good idea. I went back to Walgreens. I purchased another, because the first card was locked. I couldn't get access to it. The imposter couldn't get access to it. The first card was already locked, and I already knew that, you know, sooner or later I'd be able to either use that card or get another card. I was already done with that first $500. Second $500, I cash, showed him the picture of me holding $500. Yes, I just got it. And I took the card out. Take a picture of the front of the card, vanilla Visa card, and the back. Still no clue. Clueless. Then, I did this all in the car. As soon as I left Walgreens, I sent him pictures. And then I got home, and I'm thinking, let me check and make sure that there's $500 on this cash vanilla gift card. Oh, by the way, let me just share this too. I was in Walgreens, and I was asking the manager about how long it takes for the funds to load on the card. I'd never used one of these cards before, and because of the problem that I had with the first card. And the manager said, you know, sometimes when I use it, it may take 24 hours. It may take 2 hours. So now here I am, conversing and letting Mr. Imposter Benjamin Crump know that, you know, the manager said that sometimes it takes longer for it to load. I go home and I go online and I look for this vanilla gift card. You know, online they have, you can scan it and you can see how much money you have on the card. Let me take a drink of water. Hold on a second. Lord have mercy. And here we go. I look online, and guess what? There was $485.60 deducted from that cash, from that vanilla cash gift card. And it was deducted in another time zone. In another time zone. So it was either east, it was probably either central time zone. It was central time zone because it was just a couple hours behind me. I said $485.60. And then I look at the recipient, and the recipient is, hold on a second, I have it right here. The recipient is this business. It's called S.P. Kachava. S.P. Kachava, what the hell? S.P. Kachava. And I'm looking, I'm saying, what is going on here? So now I have $14 left on my gift card. And I contact the imposter. And the imposter messages me back, and he says, "Oh, I don't understand this. I've been having a problem all day. My PayPal account, and now this." And I'm thinking, he didn't charge us. And now I'm really getting bothered. Again, should I say angry? Am I going to say angry? Angry, bothered, annoyed, frustrated, all of it. The feelings of that, all of it. And let me slip in the truth about this practice. Even with all those emotions and all of the story that I'm sharing, all of those emotions have nothing to do with the story. I know. I am not going to attach the emotions to a story. I was feeling that way, and the program is to blame the story of why I'm feeling that way. Okay, I digress. Let me get back to it. So now I'm messaging this imposter again because I still don't believe that he or she is the one that did that. I'm still thinking that there's something wrong with these gift cards and these gift cards are a scam. Little did I know that it was the person. I thought it was the gift card that was the problem. I thought it was the gift card that was the problem. All these gift cards, there's probably scammers that get these gift cards before they get into the store, and it's a scam with the gift cards. Ah. Oh, yeah. That was a real belief that I had. And that night, I'm still communicating with this imposter over Messenger and saying, what's going on? I don't get it. I contacted the number on the back of the gift card, lost or stolen. Yeah, that's what I have. And I let him know. I said, I don't know what happened with this gift card, but there's $485.60 that was already taken off of it. That disappeared. Just disappeared. I said, I'm on hold with the gift card company now, with customer service now, with stolen, lost cards now, which I waited on hold for over 20 minutes. Steam was coming out of my ears, out of my nose. I was steaming. The light bulb still hadn't gone off. Not yet. I'm a little slow. The light bulb did not go off yet. And I'm on hold, and I let him know. I let the imposter know. I'm on hold with customer service. I let the, finally, after 20 minutes, I speak with someone and I explain the first card, the card was locked, there was a problem with the credit card, you know, because they just want to make sure that it's not fraud. They want to make sure it's my charge. I had to speak with the supervisor after being on hold for 20 minutes. I just wanted to get all of this resolved. I was really thinking that the scam was the cards. Supervisor, another 15 minutes on hold. If you know me, one of the things that just pushes my buttons, that just, ooh, is this customer service on hold thing. That's all ego, working through it, still working through it. Finally, the supervisor gets on the line, and, of course, the first card was locked. She says, we're sending you a replacement card. So, number one, the $500 from the first card that I put on my credit card, there's going to be a replacement card coming in the mail. The second card, she said, now we have to know, we're going to have to investigate if this, you know, if this charge was fraudulent. I said, well, I didn't charge it, and imposter Benjamin Crump didn't charge it. I knew that in my soul, because it was attorney Benjamin Crump. He didn't charge it. Some other scammer. She said, well, we're going to have to wait because it's a pending charge. Pending charge. We're going to have to wait 7 days. I'm taking deep breaths, let my shoulders down, because honestly, in the true scheme of things, $500 is not a lot of money to lose. I'm just saying, for me, I just scratch that. Money does not, how do I say this? Money does not have the ability to make me feel good or bad. Oh, if somebody, and I promise you, I wasn't always like this, but this is who I've grown into, and I've shared this story before, if you offered me $1 billion, $500 million for me to be the person I used to be, keep your money. Money does not move my needle up or down. It used to. Not anymore. Money does not do it. Not anymore. So I was able to brush off the $500, scratch the 500 isn't enough because I know that's relative. But I was able to brush that off. Now, that was that night. And I get another message from Mr. Imposter Benjamin Crump. While I was on the hold, while I was speaking to a manager, while I was waiting for a supervisor, this Imposter Benjamin Crump guy messaged me, what's going on? Did you find anything out? Do you need to get another gift card? And I'm saying, you know, give me a little time. I'm still talking to the supervisor. Finally, I get off the phone, and I let him know that, yeah, they're going to investigate it. And the imposter Benjamin Crump man messaged me back, and he says, I'll message you in the morning. Because this was late. This was a late. It was either Thursday night or Friday night. I'll message you in the morning. Oh, I forgot one important part of the story. When I asked him about Zelle or PayPal or Venmo, one of the things that he said is he didn't say he was in Las Vegas, but there was a sense that I said that I felt he was in Las Vegas, and I said, hey, if you just want a deposit, I can drive to where you are. I can give you, you know, if your PayPal isn't like, oh, gosh, please. I know, stop rolling your eyes over there, my dear audience. Well, you can roll your eyes. It doesn't matter. This is a funny, true story. Anyway, I said, I could drive to where you are and he never, ever responded about that. Now, that later that night, I'm thinking, you know, his messages don't really sound like how an attorney would speak. There was a lot of ma'ams and, and then one is it wasn't legal. It was more a conversational than a legal type of it was a legal. You could tell. Well, you could tell late. So now I'm dusting off the cobwebs on my little pea brain. I'm dusting off all of the, I told you I retired in 2017. I'm dusting all of that off. And I said, I wonder if this is the really, if this is really Attorney Benjamin Crump. And I go back to Facebook, and then I see the three Attorney Benjamin Crumps, not just one. And then I click on the one with the business. There's one that is it's law offices. I click on that, and I said, how is this guy who's nationally known have time to message me? Ah, deep breath in, deep breath out. And then I said, well, wait a minute. I really, at that time, that evening, I started to smell the coffee. The bubble was burst. The dream was shattered. All of it. I said, this guy. And sure, and then before I went to sleep, I said, you know what? This wasn't an attorney. This was a scam. And you engaged in it. And I sent him my address and all of that. And I said, okay, what do I do now? What do I do now? First thing, I promise you, there was absolutely no fear of, oh, gosh, this guy's going to find me, and now everything's going to, you know, my identity. Absolutely none of that. But what I did do was go online, and, you know, they have those companies, LifeLocks. Well, one of the guys that I like to follow, Dave Ramsey, he's a financial advisor nationwide. He used to have his own radio show. Very reputable man, had a show about finance, in other words, teaching people how to, from life insurance to identity, all of this. So I'm looking at Dave Ramsey's website now, and he recommends Xander Insurance. I said, okay, time, even though I'm global, even though I don't have that coverage, I don't have a company monitoring my credit cards or any of that. Oh, I did. I don't have that, but I do now. So I ordered the annual insurance family plan. I put my son under it too. And that's it. Next moment. And if I was not sharing the story over, you know, online on the show or in my classes, the truth about happiness, I'm not sharing this story. I'm not, unless somebody, you know, is saying what happened to you and the conversation. In other words, I'm not just running around, I was scammed. No. You can feel my energy, and my energy was the same right now as it was when I discovered the scam. The energy, the vibration is the same as the scam. You can feel me. You can feel me. The universe wanted me to go through that. the universe had that. That was a lesson for me. What else? The expectations, the future, finally, all of that. For whatever reason, and I'm not going to even try to figure it out, and that's the other practice, is being okay with not knowing, but trusting that everything that happens is serving me. Everything, including a scam. The practice is, how did that serve me? Well, now I've got Vander Insurance covering all of my online, personal, banking, credit, all of it's covered. Never did that before. Done. But there's no running around here fearful, and there's no running around here spreading any energy of fear. And I don't know how, and every one of us are different. I say we are as different as our fingerprints, and all I'm doing is sharing with you my experience. I'm not telling you, be like me. Be like Mike. No, I'm not telling you to be like me. I'm just sharing a different perspective, how this life that goes up and down this journey, you can either respond or you can react. And the reaction is a program. The response is a conscience, is a conscious behavior. What is the conclusion? Either, and this is my perspective, I have two places to live. Visualize the ocean. At the bottom of the Pacific Ocean, Atlantic Ocean, at the bottom of the ocean, it's peaceful. In fact, the bottom of the ocean, some of the animals don't even have eyes. It's dark. There's no light. Darkness and peace. Shout out to Aaron Rodgers. Darkness and peace. That's where I choose. That's where I practice to live, the bottom of the ocean. Now, at the top of the ocean, my emotions, my feelings, all of that is affected by waves, storms, weather, turbulence, movement. I choose to live at the bottom where it's peaceful and not be affected emotionally, vibrationally, energetically by what happens. That's just me. I'm not telling you to do it. I'm just sharing how I do it. And that's one of the reasons why, this brief, and I mean brief, 24 hours in my life, I'm on to the next moment. Present moment, next moment. I'm not going to be sharing this to everyone. You know how I was scammed? Because I was scammed. Why would I do that? Unless somebody said, hey, does anybody have a scam story? I'd raise my hand. I'd share it. Next moment. And again, is it easier because it's just $500? That's another story. But again, I'm at the point that money is not going to, I'll be damned if money is going to affect my vibration either or. Because the worst comes to worse. Money wasn't on the list of the 5 most common regrets of the dying. Nowhere on the list. Woo! Let me check and see. Guest waiting. Okay, hold on, guest waiting. I'll bring you up. Yes. Let me turn this on.
Good morning. I think I like the idea that, you know, you're not letting this stop you from being who you are and, you know, moving on and all that kind of thing.
But?
Okay.
Yeah, I know my audience. Let's go.
There is one, but it's not a bad but. I don't think it is. I think that, you know, because once something happens to us like what you described, that I knew it wasn't going to end well.
Well, I'm not going to see this. Let me just say this. That's a judgment. I think it ended great, but keep going.
Yes. Of course you do, because, well, it happened to you, and this is your way of processing it and coping with it, and based on, you know, the way that you live currently.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so, you know, that works. But I think that it could have been avoided. What do you think?
Oh, yes. However,
that's the only point I want to make is that, you know, it was kind of simple to avoid it. I mean, just the idea of conversating with any attorney, whether it's Benjamin Crump or anybody, on Facebook, Messenger.
Well, I'm gonna tell you what my father used to tell me. Now you tell me. Yeah, but let me say this, Adam. I am not going to be able to avoid anything that the universe has planned for me.
And that's the other part that I wanted to mention, because, you know, we're going to have a disconnect there, because for me, you know, the philosophy that I practice, you know, puts the onus for my life on me, not on any deity or the universe or whatever. It's on me. It's for me to seek and accept the truth no matter where I find it, to be knowledgeable about the reality in which I'm living. And so if I'm that way, then, you know, I'm not saying bad things won't happen to me, because, you know, bad things happen. You know, I mean, people do bad things to other people, and they do them on purpose. But if I'm knowledgeable enough and I'm astute enough, then I can mitigate those things pretty much, and I do, you know. So I don't know, you know, I mean, you do you.
Well, and, you know, and I really do appreciate your perspective. I appreciate all perspectives, because one of the things that I practice is acceptance. Like I said, I'm not pretending to have all the answers, but whatever brings you, gives you contentment, yes. And for me, this is between me and you.
No, it's not. There are other people listening. I can see them.
I'm trying to make a joke.
Okay, so I
know what you're right. Yeah, listen, there's a joke around every corner in my life. So this is between everybody.
Okay.
Well, now I forgot my point. I really did. I forgot what I was going to say.
See, did you
ask? Oh, I remember. If I was in control, my life would look a lot differently. That's just me. That's my philosophy. And I know there's a lot of people that are different, but I've gotten to a point where I've accepted that whatever I find on the journey, on the path, is there to serve me in some way. I believe that. I trust that. And that's how I live. A lot of people don't because of the programming. But I'm good with accepting how everybody responds and or reacts.
Right. You know, because some things on the path are there to warn you to go around them or to step off the path for a few minutes and walk, you know, off the path, because the path right now is dangerous. So, but, I mean, you have to, for me, I just find.
Can you come back on? Would you like to come back on for a little bit? I want to hear. I don't want to just cut you off.
Okay, I'll do that.
Okay, yeah. I just don't want to cut you off when the time is going down, because I do have something to say about that. Because I can feel you. I can feel you. You've used a lot of words. Let me do this. Okay, hold on. Let me click that. Click that. Oh, I'm a one-woman show here. Click that. Click that. Click that. Click this. Click that. There he is again. So I've listened to you, and you've used a lot of the description, dangerous and all of that, and I promise you I understand it. I promise you. I just don't, unless I'm in a jungle. I was actually in Florida, Everglades, and, you know, the alligators. I found that alligators aren't really dangerous to people, but anyway, I digress. But I just don't use those fearful, underlining, I just don't use those words in my life. I just don't. I know a lot of people do, though.
Yeah, I mean, those words exist, and they exist for a reason. Mm-hmm. So, you know, but I mean, like I said, you know, when something happens, good or bad, you know, we can rationalize it in any way we want to. I mean, we can decide, you know what, $500, that for me, that's not a lot, you know. And I can live with it. I learned a lesson from that, and that won't happen to me again. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, so you paid $500 for what many, I won't bet the whole farm on this, maybe 5 acres, you know, that there are people listening out of the 39 that are supposedly in the room, you know, who would have said, well, but I wouldn't have lost my $500 in that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, you know, I mean, it depends on your perspective, I suppose.
That's true. And what makes you laugh?
A lot of things. Almost everything.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did you find this story funny?
I found this story compelling and funny in a way. But not funny.
Just be honest.
No, not funny in the way that, you know, ha, 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 this happened to her.
That's what she gets. Claiming to be a happiness
specialist.
Not funny
like that. But just funny in the way that, you know, you were looking at it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, hey, you know what? This happened to me. It's bad. I'm sharing it with other people. I don't use the word bad, but, you know,
right.
I'm sharing it because I want to warn other people that these things can happen to them. You know what I mean? I find that great. I find it refreshing, actually, that you shared it, you know, because a lot of people would not have shared that story.
Well, full disclosure, let me say this. I don't know if you've listened to me before, and forgive me if you've heard this story before, but have you heard my Walter O'Brien story?
I don't know. You got mad at me the last time.
Adam, people don't get mad at anyone. I don't get mad at you. No, that's impossible.
It seemed like it to me, you know.
Well, if that's what you want to believe. But you don't have the power to anger me.
I got you. I understand.
Yeah. And no one has the power to anger me. But the program is you can make me mad. The program is to blame someone for how I'm feeling. And I refuse. I am not going to say if I'm angry, it has nothing to do with losing $500. It has nothing to do with you at all, ever. So the program is blaming. And that's a talk about a virus. The blame is blaming anything for how I'm feeling. But really quickly, this man, you can Google him, he's worth $50 million, 197 IQ. He's the inspiration for the CBS show Scorpion. Forgive me if I've said this a million times, but I love this story. This is another behind-the-scenes story. And I spoke with him. I introduced myself. Did I say he's worth $50 million? And I said, hi, Mr. O'Brien. I'm a happiness specialist. And before I could go on, he said that I was toxic. I was selfish. He said I've wasted 35 years of my life pursuing happiness. I'm delusional. He said I contributed zero to the planet. And when he said toxic, I started laughing. Now, this is my practice. So
my time is running out, I'm not going to come back. Oh. I'm just going to say this.
Yes.
I like the way that you have, I like the place that you have come in your life. I do. And I know you do. You know, and so, hey, do it.
You know what's interesting? The people really like the drama, huh? I get it. Scammed. And I totally understand it. All I'm here to say is there is another way to respond to life. There is another way to look at life. And be mindful. Be mindful of the programming that tells you that causes you to believe what you think is true. Really question it. I ask my students all the time, answer yes or no. Can other people hurt your feelings? Can other people offend you? Can other people disappoint you? Do you blame other people for how you feel? Do you blame your circumstances for how you feel? 90% of the people say yes to all of those. And I used to say yes to all of those too. What is the practice? The practice is, the program is believing that other people, other circumstances can make you feel any way. All I'm saying is you have more power than you ever would know. You have more power, and your vibration and your energy is your responsibility. This really is about self-responsibility. Why am I yelling at my dear audience? The practice is just focusing on paying attention to all of the program behaviors that have been proven to subtract, proven to subtract from your happiness, proven to subtract for your energy of contentment, proven to subtract from peace. So if it's been proven to subtract, why would you engage in behaviors that subtract from your peace? That's just a question. Why would you behave in behaviors blaming, comparing, giving power to words, sharing bad news, expectations, attachments? Oh, thinking that what you think is important is important, should be important to someone else. Needing to be right. I don't need to be right. And in fact, there's a couple of groups I'm on Facebook, and I get, and I make comments. And sometimes people disagree, not sometimes, a lot of times people disagree. And after I shoot one more shot, and they want to disagree, I say, okay, you're right. I surrender to anything that is in my way, surrender to anything that is in my way, in my path, that's going to subtract from my peace. I'm done. 67. None of this other stuff matters other than me being content. Now, I get a lot of pushback on it. Don't think that I'm running around here just because I got scammed. Don't think that I'm running around here not, let's see, how do I say this? Not aware. But if you're in my presence, you're going to feel my vibration. And whatever I'm vibrating, what my energy, my vibration, is my contribution. And that's all I'm saying. What are you contributing to the planet? Oh, my goodness. Thank you for listening to this. Do I have any other questions or comments? No, I guess not. Well, woo-wee, what a rocket ship. What an experience. Thank you for listening to that. And surprised to share, I love sharing behind the scenes. I am not one to, everything is wonderful in my life. No. In fact, don't tell anybody. But this, the universe, I think they dragged me over the coals even more Oh, really? Inner peace practitioner? Take this. And again, it's the energy of being light. You're either vibrating lightness or heaviness. You either feel heavy or light. Heavy, light. Open, closed. Satisfied or dissatisfied. Trust me, this world sells dissatisfaction. The world sells be dissatisfied with yourself and your life and the world. But it's a program. And I'll be beep, 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 beep if I'm going to fall for another program. Anyway, thank you for listening to that. Is this, wow, geez, wow. You know, I really appreciate the feedback, and I like people coming in and making their comments. Reality Spirituality is heard every Sunday. Reality Spirituality is heard every Sunday, 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. My website is getting updated. It's getting updated. It's finally getting updated. Well, who knows when it's going to be finished, but trying to update the website, YouTube channel, all of this updating, I'm not doing it. And that's another thing, practice of patience. One of the things that Adam said was avoiding. I don't believe I can avoid anything that the universe has planned for me. I don't think so, but that's just me. Let me see, hold on a second. I'm looking for my final, you know, this organization, I'm looking for my final, and I can't find it, of course. Of course I can't. Of course. Oh, universe, you're going to really, can't find it. Anyway, thank you for listening, everyone. Reality Spirituality, I said, heard every Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Follow me on my website. Follow me on Twitter, R.L. Norrington. LinkedIn and Instagram is Reality Spirituality. Twitter, R.L. Norrington. And I was asked a really interesting question, and I like answering questions on wisdom, about where would I prefer to live. And at this age, I prefer to live wherever I am, where I'm closest to the people that I love. So within an hour, 2 hours, 4 hour drive, 2 hour plane, close to people I love. It doesn't matter where it is. So thank you for that. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality with Global Happiness Specialist, Rebecca Lynn Norrington. Thank you so much. Have a great week, conscious week.
Yeah, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
It's a new experience.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Spirituality.
You got a question for RLN?
Reality. Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Get down.
Yeah.